Leading our journey today is Father Ted Dusinski, Vicar General, Chancellor, Moderator of the Curia for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana, and Rector Pastor of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Catholic Church.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the solemnity of St. Joseph. I want to address, namely, the men that may be listening, but this would also be good for everyone. Here is the wise and faithful servant whom the Lord has put in charge of his household. This is how today's liturgy presents St. Joseph, husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary and guardian of the Redeemer, Jesus Christ. He was the wise and faithful servant who, with obedient docility, accepted the will of the Lord, who entrusted him with his family on earth to watch over it with daily devotion. Saint Joseph persevered in this mission with fidelity and love. The Church therefore offers him to us as an exceptional model of service to Christ and to his mysterious plan of salvation. And she calls upon him as a special patron and protector of the whole family of believers. In a special way, Saint Joseph is presented to us on his feast day as the saint under whose powerful protection divine providence has wished to place the persons and ministry of all who are called to be fathers and guardians among the Christian people. Behold your father, and I have been looking for you anxiously. How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? This is also from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. In this simple family conversation between mother and son, which we heard a few moments ago in our previous passage, we find the characteristics of St. Joseph's holiness. They correspond to God's plan for him, which he, being the just man that he was, would fulfill with marvelous fidelity. Your father and I have been looking for you anxiously, Mary said. I must be in my father's house, Jesus replies. It is precisely these words of the Son that help us to understand the mystery of St. Joseph's fatherhood. In reminding his parents of the primacy of the one whom he called my father, Jesus reveals the truth about Mary's and Joseph's role. The latter was truly Mary's husband and Jesus' father, as she affirmed when she said, "Your father and I have been looking for you." But his being a husband and father is totally subordinate to that of God. This is how Saint Joseph of Nazareth was called, in turn to become one of Jesus' disciples, by dedicating his life to serving the only begotten Son of the Father and of his virgin mother, Mary. It is a mission that he continues to carry out for the Church, the mystical body of Christ, to which he never fails to give his provident care, as he did for the humble family of Nazareth. A father has many similarities to St. Joseph's. This is well expressed in the preface for today's solemnity, which describes Joseph in this way, that wise and loyal servant, whom you placed at the head of your family. With fatherly care, he watched over Jesus Christ, your son. In the family, men are supposed to be fathers and guardians who are called to act as wise and loyal servants. They are entrusted with the daily care of the Christian family, who with their help can confidently advance on the way of Christian perfection, becoming saints. My dear brothers in Christ, like St. Joseph, the model guide for your manhood, fatherhood, here are some takeaways. 1. Fall in love and serve the Church. Love and serve your wife. Imitate the example of this great saint as well as that of his wife, Mary. If you occasionally encounter difficulties and obstacles, be ready and willing to suffer with Christ for the sake of his mystical body, so that you can rejoice with him over a glorious Church without spot or wrinkle, holy and unblemished, and a glorious family. The Lord, who will not fail to give you his grace, he has already consecrated you in baptism and in confirmation, sends you as an apostle into the world. Keep his words engraved on your hearts. I am with you always, and do not be afraid. Like Mary, like Joseph, always trust in Jesus. He has overcome the world. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of Jesus Christ and of his foster father, Saint Joseph, guardian and redeemer, protector of the Holy Family. We ask you to watch over our families and to make us holy, that husbands will always strive to be like Saint Joseph, willing to lay down their life for their family. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.